All right. Well, as we have been looking at Tampa, obviously we've seen a lot of them, from the off season and then at training camp. But just really going back and looking at their games from last year, looking at the games from this year, it's one of the most explosive teams in the league, and it's a big challenge for us defensively. They're obviously very good, creating negative plays, taking the ball away, interception return against New Orleans, the strip sack they got called back, another strip sack they had against the Jets, had the ball on a 5-yard line. So, they can score on defense. They create a lot of negative plays. Offensively, they're one of the most explosive teams in the league. Led the league last year in big plays over 40 yards. Had another long pass last week against New Orleans, called back, a 75-yarder. But, the running back's a big play guy. The receivers are big play receivers, Williams and of course, Jackson. Freeman's got a great arm, great athlete. Explosive in the kicking game, led the league in block punts. A team that covers well, that creates good field position. And, they're a tough team to get the ball off on their kick blocking units. And also they're a good return team with, Page and those guys back there. So, it's a good explosive team, a team we really got to be careful of all the little things, because those can lead to big things, and those big things can lead to big plays, and nobody makes more of them than these guys do. So be a big challenge for us this week. Get ready for it.
Defensively, Adrian Claiborne, is he mostly going to be on the defensive right side, or do they flip him around?
They flip. Teo Nesheim and Claiborne flip, and the tackles flip. They play a lot of people. They play all their defensive line. They play four tackles and looks like four ends too. So, they flip by formation. And in sub, and not so much in sub, but in their regular defense, it's usually by formation. So you get a shot at everybody.
What do they do with Vincent Jackson? Do they keep him
to
one side?
No, they move him. They've run a lot of three receiver sets, and he's normally in the slot, but not always. And in their two receiver sets, he could be either on the weak side or on the strong side. They move him around. So finding him is definitely an issue, because he's not always in the same spot. But wherever he is, you better be aware of him.
Is it odd to see a guy his size in the slot as much?
Well, I think it's just a different type of player. I think there's two kind of slot receivers. There's the quicker, more lateral, more explosive, quick guy, and then there's the bigger, more vertical guy. And he has elements of both, but he's certainly a big vertical receiver, and he's a tough guy to match up with, for some of the slot corners. But they move him around, and they'll play him on the perimeter in some multiple receiver sets, and of course he's out there on their two receiver sets. But he's a good player.
Can you give us an update on Gronkowski and how happy you are with his progress?
Well, we haven't practiced today, so no, I don't have an update.
From what you've seen so far, he has been.
We haven't practiced today. We've just been sitting in a meeting. He looks great sitting in that meeting.
What can a guy like Ron bring to this team, especially going forward?
What can a guy like Rob bring to the team?
Yeah, what can he bring? If he's on the roster this week, what does he bring to the team?
Well, we'll see. We'll see when we get him out there.
Coach, yesterday on the conference call, you said Josh is going to take all the throws. What have you seen, I guess, that's
well, I see a guy that can, like I said, can make all the throws. He can throw the deep ball. He throws sideline routes. Again, I thought in that last drive against New Orleans, they had a 3rd and 10, a 3rd and 8, whatever it was. He made big throws in critical situations. To move the team down, to use up most of the clock there before they had that last field goal. So. Same thing against the Jets, put them back in field goal position to go ahead in that game with whatever it was, 30 seconds ago in the game, or I don't know, whatever it was. So You know, he can scramble. He does a good job on bootleg passes on the run, throws well in the pocket, utilizes all of his receivers, the outside receivers, the tight ends, the backs. I think he's got plenty of skill.
What have you seen, Bill, from Durrell that leads you to say what he did yesterday, that you think he's pretty much all the way back? What have you seen from him on film?
Well, just, you know, in the Jet game, he played about two-thirds of the plays. They started mostly on our left side and regular, and then moved him to the right side and sub. Then this past week, he played almost all the plays except for, I think, a couple goal line plays, but he had, you know, 70-some plays, whatever it was. Obviously, New Orleans, you know, is a good passing attack. He was matched up against a lot of different receivers in that game. And, you know, again, you see Tampa playing all the things that they play. They play man, they play zone, they play blitz, and they play quarters coverage. So, you know, you see him playing a lot of different coverages and different techniques against different receivers. He was out there for almost every snap against New Orleans. So, you know, they tested him on several plays. They tested him on flea flicker, double moves, you know, slant routes on third down, all those things. I thought he played very well. Yeah, they're fast and they're very quick. They're very explosive, no question. Yeah, it's you know, it's harder to hit a moving target. I mean, it's put it that way. And they're very quick. They get into gaps. They pursue well. They make a lot of plays on the backside. You know, Spence is a strong player. McCoy's strong and very quick. Claiborne's an explosive guy, strong. Taylor Nesheim, and then, you know, all the other guys they bring in there, Gibson, of course, you know, Trevor Scott. You know, they got good depth there, and they play hard and they play well, play with good technique, good level, pad level, good leverage. And their linebackers are fast too, you know, Dakota Watson and David, and of course Foster. You know, those guys are all very active. They pursue well. Their safeties are like linebackers. I mean, they're fast and they close down those spaces. So I think that's what you see. Is you see an opening. It looks like, you know, the back's going to gain some yards, and all of a sudden it's second and eight. And then there's other plays where they knife into the backfield, and, you know, it's second and 13. So those holes don't stay open very long. They're very well coached. They're very disciplined, and they have a very good scheme. They're very well coordinated. So you know you feel like you're running away from one guy, you're running right into another guy, and you go the other way, and it's kind of the reverse. So they do a real good job.
So what did you like what you saw from Chandler when he moved a little bit inside during the Jets game?
We had some production in there. I mean, we've done that. You know, he's done that in the training camp and in both games. So, you know, he's a versatile player. We've seen him, you know, stand up, get down, play on a tight end, play on a tackle, play on a guard. I mean, he's a versatile player. It's long. He's got good quickness. And, you know, uses his hands well.
Is that an indication that he's gotten stronger this year to handle being able to play over the tackle? Is that a requirement?
Well, I mean, it certainly helps, you know. The stronger, the better. The faster, the better. The quicker, the better. You know, those things are all better. But he worked hard in the offseason. He had a good offseason program. I think he did gain some playing strength. I think he's got good natural strength. You know, guys like him that have real long arms are, you know, never going to, you know, win the bench press competition, but they play with good leverage, and their strength is their length. And that's different than, you know, strength being just weight room strength. He has great leverage strength, and that's he uses that to his advantage, and, you know, that helps him. Even though he gets outweighed, his length helps him, you know, play against some of those bigger guys, whether it be guards or tackles.
The cooperative practices that you guys had, does that provide any extra insight for you or not?
I'd say not a lot. I mean, you know, of course, we've been on the field with them, so we have a little more familiarity. But, again, at that point in time, we're just, you know, we got 90 people in camp. We're trying to run our plays. They got 90 people in camp. They're trying to run their plays and evaluate, you know, who can do what and just have a good competitive practice out there. It's not about, you know, scheming or game planning or trying to get this on this guy or get that on that guy. I mean, you don't even know what guy's going to be in there. You know, where now it's a totally different matchup. And, you know, we have a, a very specific game plan for them. I'm sure they have a very specific game plan for us, and that's way, way different from what it was, you know, in training camp practices where, you know, everybody's, I mean, you're in camp a couple of weeks, everybody's kind of getting their, you know, techniques down, getting their training camp legs under them, trying to get ready for the season. This is a much more competitive situation all the way around with very specific competitions involved, and it's much, I think it's a much broader general situation in training camp. Although that was very good, don't get me wrong. I mean, at that point in time, it was great. It helped our team a lot, but I don't think this really has too much to do with that.
How do you view the offense's performance in the red zone through two games relative to the challenge of facing Tampa, which defensively has been very good in the red zone we saw last week against the Saints?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, Saints were 0-for-4 in the red area. They do a great job down there, and we've got to do better on both sides of the ball in the red area. It's as simple as that. You know, we get our opportunities down there at the goal line. We got to get the ball in the end zone, and we got to hold them to some field goal opportunities. So, our red area offense and defense certainly needs work, needs to be better.
Coach, you've had basically about 10 days, you're going to have 10 days between games. How much time was spent, I guess, correcting mistakes from previous games as well as versus just preparing for Tampa Bay?
Well, we do the same thing we normally do the day after the game. On Friday, we corrected the mistakes from the Thursday game. And then when the players came back in on Monday, we got a head start on Tampa. And today is really, you know, this is really our preparation week. We got a little bit of a head start on Monday, but this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this is really our, you know, it's 100% of our preparation most weeks. And I'd say this week it's probably 90 to 95%. You know, Monday's just was an introduction. We were able to, you know, get back out on the field and kind of get a few little things started on. But this is, you know, the heart of it is today and tomorrow, and then, you know, finish up on Friday and Saturday.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Sebastian Wollner's development
at
the start of the season?
Sure, yeah. Well, Sebastian's had a good, good training camp. He's been out there every day. He's worked hard. He's in good physical condition. And, you know, he's certainly, you know, ahead of where he was last year. But, I mean, he's had a good career. He started as a rookie and, you know, he's been a solid player for us since he came to us. He's a smart guy that works hard. It's a good technique player. He plays against a lot of good people out there at defensive end and outside linebacker. And he'll see him again this week. But, you know, he's always met those challenges with his toughness, his preparation, and he's a good player.
Have Goldson, who could be in the play in the game if his suspension is overturned or might not play. I mean, what do you anticipate, not in terms of what will happen with the suspension, but the trickle-down effect if he's not there? Does Black come in? How does that sort of...
Well, Black's been their third safety. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. You have to ask them, but, you know, he's been their third safety in sub-situations when they move Barron down. I mean, it's no different than a player that's kind of questionable for the game. I mean, if they're there, they're there. If they're not, they're not. We've got to prepare for them, and we've got to prepare for whoever the next person is. So, and we go through that every week. We prepare for everybody. I mean, you know as well as I do, the first play of the game, the guy who's in there could be out. It could be the next guy. So we can't, you know, we've got to be ready for everybody, and then whoever it is, then that's who we compete against. So, you know, we'll see what happens on that one, but we're preparing for everybody at this point. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.